Pretty easy. You call him a
skitty cat.
Okay. And a place, sort of like a dark place alongside a road, maybe along a dark road alongside a graveyard, something like that. What kind of place would that be?
A scary place.
Okay. What about, would you say, another way of saying, I'm afraid, I don't want to go upstairs because I'm what?
I'm scared.
Okay. And if you're talking about somebody that you knew as a kid, you might say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
She was afraid.
Okay. Or when she was a kid, she...
She was scared.
Okay. Let me see. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then and the door unlocks and goes out. You say he's very...
He's very foolish.
Okay. Okay. Somebody who loses his loses his temper real easy. You say he's real.
I'm trying to think how I would say that. He's, I don't know.
Okay. You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
so upset.
Okay. And somebody's about to lose his temper. You might tell him, well, look, just what?
Just cool it, man.
Okay. If you've been working very hard all day, you say at the end of the day, you say you're very...
Tired.
Okay. And you're very, very tired, you say you're all...
I'm all worn out. I'm bushed.
Okay. Or you're bushed?
Right.
Okay. If a person's been quite well, and then you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you might say that last night she suddenly
took sick.
And if it was because she sat in a draft all night long, she what?
She got a chill.
Okay. And if it affected her voice, then
she was hoarse.
Okay. And if the medicine's still by her bedside, you might ask, when you go to visit her, you might ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay. And she might answer, well, just yesterday I
took it.
Okay. And later on today I'll
take it.
Okay. And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're...
Yeah.
And... if somebody began to sweat when he started to work, then by the time he finished, you'd say he did what?
He sweated a lot.
Okay. Let me see. If you have some infection in your hand, so one hand gets bigger than the other, you might say that my hand, what?
It's swollen.
Okay. And... if it's not infected, it probably won't.
It won't get infected.
Okay.
What?
Well, it is swollen, but if it's not infected, it probably won't.
It won't last.
Okay. Let's see. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm,
mm-hmm.
You say you have a bullet
wound.
Okay. And if you get just a little cut on your finger, the red stuff you put on it?
Phthalate, iodine.
Okay. Let me see. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he...
He was fatally injured.
Okay. And then it...
He died.
And what about crude ways of saying that?